The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, 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 buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man. How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah.
Well, it's theoretically Christmas.
Theoretically, it's Christmas.
But it's December 13th.
Yeah.
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, I didn't think
about that. Scariest day in December.
But it's really December 24th.
But it's, for those listening.
Ho, ho, ho. It's my favorite part of Christmas Story when he goes to see Santa Claus and just gets right in the kids. Ho, ho, ho.
You forget this, like the good little details.
Oh.
Kicking him in the face down the slide.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody needs to rehash Christmas Story. It'll be on. It's probably starting now. I think some channels do.
TBS does 24 hours.
Perpetuity.
Yeah, probably around 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Really?
24 hours.
Oh, 24 hours. I was thinking like the whole month. Oh, yeah, 24 hours. You could just pick it up.
Mm-hmm. I like The Wizard of Oz.
I got you a Christmas present, but didn't get here in time.
Oh, that's okay. So, well, thank you,
buddy.
You
want me to tell you what it was?
Sure. Or, whatever.
I got you a Nalgene bottle. It says Street Justice Dave on it.
No way.
Yeah, so you don't have to keep using these plastic water bottles.
I've been meaning to get one.
Well,
I know you hate this.
You're getting one soon.
Well, thank you, buddy. That's very sweet.
Well, it's also because like you got a long drive ahead of you.
Yeah.
Fill it up.
Yeah.
Drink it on the way here. Drink it on the way back. Try not to pee in the car.
Hell yeah, man. Put some bourbon in there.
Do what you got to do. You can fill it up however you want.
Uh-huh. Smoothies.
The tumbler. I got you the easy drink thing. So
okay.
You're not in the car trying to twist the cap off and everything.
Hell yeah. Thanks, man.
I was trying to be proactive with gifts. Every year with gifts, I like wait till the last minute.
Uh-huh.
And then think like, oh shit, I got to get something. And this year, like trying to be more thoughtful with like, you know, like because Rachel will just be like, hey, I got you this. Like, you're just thinking about me and got me a gift as opposed to like, oh, it's a holiday where you get people gifts.
Yeah.
So.
That's great. That's very cool, man.
I still don't know
what I'm going to get Katie.
Well, we can talk about that now because you will have purchased it by today.
Yeah. I never know what to get her. She's hard to shop for because like.
Massage gun, man.
Yeah.
They got all kinds of shit.
I got her not the gun, but I got her like a really good massage thing like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Blew it up.
She never uses it.
Really?
1 year for her birthday, she's like, I want a sewing machine. I want to start learning to sew. I'm going to make my own clothes. And I bought her a sewing machine. Still in the box. I don't know.
Maybe get her lessons for the thing she wants.
Yeah.
Instead of the thing.
Yeah. Well, I have been doing that. Last year, I went crazy on the what's that website? Groupon. And I just got her, like, you know, yoga classes and Pilates class and spa and fingernails.
Get something, you got to go with.
Yeah.
So you know she'll do it.
Okay.
Do stuff. I'm going to a dance class tomorrow morning.
Really?
Not Christmas, but the day that this is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I got drunk and I agreed to it the other night with Rachel.
What kind of dance?
Fucking, I don't know, some sort of freestyle shit.
This is wonderful. I'm just thinking about you freestyle dancing.
Patreon bonus? The more I... No, this
can we
one.
Get a video?
I'm keeping this for myself. The more I oppose to something, if it's not moral, if it's not a moral opposition or something, the more I'm like, well, then stop being a chicken shit and do it.
Yeah.
The more I'm like, dance class is probably... Because I've always thought like... Because I'm still in my head thinking I'd be self-conscious about doing it. But you're already in a class. Like, as I was talking with like Rachel's brother at the wedding we were at a few weeks ago, I was like, I don't know why I'm worried about... Because I feel like I look like an idiot when I'm dancing. But then, no, I really look like an idiot not dancing, standing there like, look at all those people having fun.
Yeah.
not caring about how they look. Like, who's the asshole?
Yeah.
Me, entirely. And if it's an exercise thing, and I'm also not going to be a creep by myself because I'll be there with my girlfriend, so I don't have to worry about, like, oh, a girl's going to think I'm a weirdo in the class. No, because I have my girlfriend there. And everybody in there is doing the same thing. I'm not going to look like any more of a fool than anybody else.
Yeah.
And if you want to laugh at me for doing it, please do. I'm at a dance class.
Yeah. Good for you.
Because what – honestly, what's – I'm saying this to myself. Like, why the hang-ups? You know, where you think like, oh, it's not macho. It says who? Are you the one – you're the only cop for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that because it's not cool. Who told you it's not cool? You did? Well, fuck your own rules then.
I'm assuming guys who know how to dance and dance a lot, you know, that don't hurt them. Doesn't hurt their standing with the ladies.
Or you ever just see somebody who can't dance but also doesn't care?
I can't dance. Because all I do is the twist.
Yeah. But like you see the guys that are doing like the kind of like, this is my silly dance. Uh-huh. But I'm talking about the guys that aren't thinking about people looking at the true dance like nobody's watching type shit.
Yeah.
Not like go crazy, but like everybody's dancing. You got a nice significant other that wants to dance with you. Mm-hmm. They don't care if you're a bad dancer. They just want to be out there doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like that's Michael Penn in Footloose. When you can get mad because your girlfriend likes dancing and then you can get mad at a guy for dancing there. Yeah. You can't. You got to learn how to dance.
Yeah.
Got to take back that dance floor.
Next thing you know, you'll be at town hall meetings.
Me, I'm in a Joffrey ballet.
Just want to dance. That's
that was
good, man.
Well, that was.
What if you got really good?
I don't think that's going to happen.
But what if?
I mean, I if it takes a few drinks, but there will be a part in me like, because the wedding we were at was no drinking because it was a Mormon wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, if everybody's doing it, I do need the group to be. I'm never going to be the leader on the dance floor.
Yeah.
But if everybody's out there doing it, like I see, and you see your friends that like, oh, you can't dance, but you don't give a shit because you realize it's fun.
Yeah.
And then I need that little bit of permission of like, oh, nobody's judging you.
Yeah.
I don't know why I need outside permission for dancing. Because it's viewed as like not masculine, but a guy that can dance well will always like win over the gals.
Of course, yeah.
So it's weird that it's viewed as not masculine.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm going to... It's like a workout dance class.
Way to go, dude.
So I'm doing that.
Right on.
I don't know how we got into that. I got
gifts.
Yeah.
Gifts.
Oh, yeah. Get like a class that both of you have to do. For Rachel, I'm like, she got all the plants in here.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, so I'm going to get... We're going to do a pottery class so we could both go and make some pots for the plants. So you could have a thing that you... Like, you already take care of these plants and you're putting it in a thing that you made, you know?
Nice. Yeah, make some pottery.
I was trying to think, be more thoughtful of the person as opposed to like, well, people like this stuff.
Yeah. No, and I try to do that.
No.
I don't like giving gift certificates. I like receiving gift certificates, by the way, but like...
Or if it's a specific gift certificate. Rachel got me a gift certificate to a fancy cheese shop one time.
Okay, yeah, stuff like that.
That's great.
Yeah, stuff like that's cool. But yeah, I don't know. She's just hard to shop for because she doesn't have like I have hobbies. Like, well, I have
records.
Vinyl. And, yeah, I'm always just like, give me an Amiibo gift card. That's all I want. That'd be great. Or, you know, cooking stuff. I love cooking stuff. But she doesn't necessarily have hobbies that, you know, that warrant like
she's like a fit. She's a fitness gal.
Yeah, but she has all that stuff, you know. And I would never attempt to buy her clothes or something. I don't know.
No, clothes is always dangerous.
Yeah.
Fitness. What about a Fitbit?
Maybe okay.
Does she have an Apple Watch?
No.
How does she track how far she's running and everything?
She just knows, like when she'd go to the reservoir, she knew that one lap is 2.2
miles. Because I wear my also because it tracks my sleep. I got the old one.
My mommy
got it for me.
Fitbit might be cool. Yeah, all right, I'll figure it out.
I like it because now I can see like how much. I know people say it's not really accurate, but even if it just shows me, because I could set it to a bicycle setting. And it's not like there's a program called Strava where it keeps your time. There's other people on it. It's very competitive. Mm-hmm. And that's what turns people into dickheads on the trail. Cause like, I got to beat my personal best.
Yeah.
So they're just riding like assholes or running like assholes cause they don't want to compromise their time.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. But if it's just like, I just like to know like, hey, I exercised 3 times this week and it shows me how far I went. If I remember to set it right,
uh-huh.
It tells me how much I slept. It theoretically measures the sleep rate. So it's like you were sleeping for this many hours, but you weren't sleeping well because it measures your heart rate and everything.
Huh.
So that's been – that's just seeing it, seeing the data from that has made me be like, I want to go to bed early. I have not been good in good sleep. I have proof of it.
Yeah.
I want better sleep.
That's interesting, the data about the sleep.
But that might be a thing.
Hmm. Okay.
That you can think about.
Yeah.
And keep the receipt on if she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Sewing machines aren't cheap, man.
Yeah, I know. Fucking had to. Anyway.
Maybe that's what you can.
I'm guilty of that.
That's
too.
What you can ask for Christmas is you want an apron that she made. Apron's easy. It's one piece of fabric.
Yeah.
So you're forcing her to use that present for your present.
A couple years ago, she got me a Dickies jacket,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't mention that I already have the exact same jacket. I was like, thanks. And I just kept it.
Well, you wear one out and you move on to the other one.
Yeah.
I got a couple doubles back there.
Yeah. Yeah. The exact same.
If I see shit on sale, I'm like, well, I like this so much. I better get it back up.
Mm-hmm.
A few pairs of the same pants, same jeans.
Like, yeah.
I wear out jeans because I just wear them and I don't wash them.
Yeah.
Unless they're like real heavy ass smell.
You're the one that taught me to do that. Don't wash your jeans. Fit better.
Yeah. Just break them in.
Sit in a tub with them. Did you do that?
No, no. Somebody
told me.
There was somebody.
A good pair, you sit in a hot tub with them, and then just leave them on wet, and they like mold. They like form to your legs.
I'm not going that far. No. I just wear them. Mm-hmm. I'll wear jeans without washing them for like a long time.
And put them in the freezer.
No, people that was another thing. When people were getting like the good, like the expensive denim,
yeah.
Like people were spending $250 on jeans. I got talked into that once when Mike Burns used to work at that store, uh-huh. and everybody was getting their cool clothes from him.
Yeah.
And I got talked into this pair of like $200-some jeans. You know, when you make a little bit of money and you turn kind of an idiot
for a little while. I don't know, but I can imagine.
But like you get a little bit of money that like, oh, this is more money than before.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy some dumb shit. Without thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then you kind of calm down.
Yeah.
Or at least I've calmed. I'm like, oh, these were stupid things to buy. These are pants.
I would imagine part of that is just the psychology of I can do this.
You get caught up in it a little bit. But it was like, okay, this is like, oh, these are jeans that fit better.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like nicer fitting jeans than just a pair of Levi's that it would get at Kohl's or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they still just wore out like jeans. They didn't last longer. And so, like, what? And then Levi's, if you don't buy the cheapest Levi's, but buy the next one up
mm-hmm.
that still aren't some $250 shits,
yeah.
like, oh, these are fine. I'm not going to put them in the freezer. If it's real ass smelly, I'll wash them, but I won't dry them.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Well, hey, look at that.
Anyway,
we'll think
about more gifts if we need to here. But really, we're doing a Christmas episode.
Yeah, man. Where are you right now?
Oh, right now today. Today I'm in the suburbs of Chicago.
Cool.
And I'm not sure where Christmas Eve is at this year.
Uh-huh.
I think my aunt was going to have it, but she might, depending on how she's feeling, my mom might be having it. They live like 3 blocks apart.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so either we're going to be at my aunt's house. Probably driving my one remote control car I got there with my cousin's kid.
Yeah.
We were out there beating that thing up last year. I just bought one just to have at the house. Like,
nice.
I'm bored and like screw around with the youngsters when they come over.
Oh, that's fun.
And we'll see. It'll be pretty fun. There's only a couple little kids, so it's not too nuts.
Do y'all have a Christmas Eve tradition?
Christmas Eve is my mom's side. Christmas Day is my dad's side.
Okay.
So Christmas Eve is like... It used to be, like Christmas Eve was like usually just me and my sister with the little kids. Mm-hmm. And my dad's side and my cousins and everything.
Okay.
So we all get into it. But there's not a lot. Well, no, there's two little kids on each side now, but that's it.
Well, that's cool.
Two little rascals.
Two little tykes.
The one kid was like a real maniac.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing that like... I still want to get a vasectomy, but coming home after Christmas was like some of the fucking...
What's up with this kid?
No, they're just maniacs, which maybe they weren't,
mm-hmm.
but have like you live here, you're never around kids.
Yeah.
Like you're just not used to it.
It's weird to see kids around here.
It's so maybe, and like you're used to your house just being your house mm-hmm. and things not being fucked up because adults come into your house.
Yeah.
Whereas like Thanksgiving, I was at my mom's house. And these two kids like running all over the couches and everything. But I was like, also they're kids.
Yeah.
And also I would take the stance of being annoyed by kids. Like, what if I lean into it? Also, I was kind of like, I spent a day. We were talking about Thanksgiving. I spent a day like just getting stoned and having drinks. And I'm like, I'm going to go kid energy on this one. And just went for it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just grabbing their heads and telling them I was going to fart on their heads. And they loved it. I'm like, oh, actually, this is pretty fun. Actually, I'm having a good time right now.
I bet you're a good uncle.
Fun uncle. It's like dancing. If it's like, you know what? I'm getting into it. Mm-hmm. But the other time, like, it was just not, it was like spazzy energy. Mm. It was like weird, screamy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're screaming? I'll scream too. Yeah. You're laughing? I will fake laugh too. I was like, what? You're a fucking lunatic. But then the last few years, I think, you know, it's just they got to go through an age.
Yeah.
So.
How old are they?
I don't know. My the dad's side's cousin's kids, I think, are like 4 and 6, maybe.
Okay.
And the other side, I think they're like, kids maybe like 10.
Huh.
I don't know.
Right on, man.
What are you doing? Where are you at right now?
I'm in Georgetown, Indiana.
Yeah?
Yeah, kicking it with my mom, my brother, sister-in-law, and my nephew.
You got a youngster there.
Yeah, and Katie's with me, so that's cool.
Oh, and Mrs. is coming
along.
Yeah,
she came out. So, yeah, assuming that we're having fun right now.
Yeah, you don't have to talk about it like it's a lie. Everybody knows. I just said it's December 13th.
But yeah, and we're staying. We're not staying with him just because I don't know if they got – I think they got like a spare room, but just there's going to be a bunch of folks over there. So we got a hotel, and we're staying – I forgot the name of it, but Katie splurged and got us a spot in Louisville at like a really – old historic haunted hotel.
Oh, nice. Ooh, Christmas ghosts.
Yeah, the Galt House or something like that. But it's supposed to be the most haunted hotel in Louisville. So,
all right.
Yeah, spending
a little personal interest in there.
Yeah.
Good for the sanity also if you're staying. I felt bad. There's a couple years where, like, I'm staying at my folks this time because it's just me. And then my sister and her girlfriend are going to be there, mm-hmm. but they got a hotel. If you're a couple,
yeah,
get your own spot.
Yeah.
And a couple times when I've been out there, if it's been for shows and I'm like, I just don't want to be at home dealing with that.
Yeah.
Like, I got to worry about the show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if Rachel and I are there, just for your own sanity.
Yeah.
So I can go there and I just have fun and I hang out with them and then I leave as opposed to that weird, there's a TV on in every room.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like it's got like a stadium echo because they're all the TV, like they'll be on the same channel.
Wow.
But they're all just a little bit off. So it sounds like an announcement at a baseball game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is fucking madness.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I turn a TV off. I'm like, why is this off? It's just, nobody's watching it.
Yeah.
You're just so afraid of silence in this household. Nobody's watching these TVs. That's
true. Or at least if you're afraid of silence, turn the TVs off and throw on some music.
Christmas music. Yeah, it's the only time you're Christmas music.
Yeah.
To get in the Christmas spirit. How about getting in any other spirit the rest of the year?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's... It's a thing.
Do you guys, I think I asked you this on a previous Christmas.
Sorry, Ma. I know she listens occasionally.
When you guys open gifts, is it one at a time or is it a free-for-all?
It's one at a time.
I like that.
Yeah.
My immediate family was always that way when I was a kid. But then midday, Christmas Day, we'd go to my grandparents. And it would just be like...
Oh yeah,
the running of the bulls.
No, my cousins are fucking animals.
Yeah, just all right, everybody into the den and go.
Yeah, and they already found their presents ahead of time in the basement, and they already knew what they were getting, and they would say they already knew what they were getting.
Yeah,
real lack of Christmas spirit.
Yeah, thanks.
With them.
Yeah. So
I think that's part of the reason why, like at home, like all right, let's make this nice before we go into the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're like, especially my mom's real thoughtful about gifts.
Uh-huh.
Like always trying to get the perfect gift. Puts too much pressure on herself.
Yeah,
Though. It's a nice thing, but it's like I'm like you're stressing out over this. You should not be. It's Christmas. You should not stress out. But then it's like you're opening, and it's like man, like the anticipation for each gift
love
is
it.
Like. Well, no, she's always like if it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
if I have the receipts, I've told him, like, no clothes.
Yeah.
Don't guess on the clothes.
No.
Clothes are a personal item. I mean, if you see somebody wear the same thing every day and you think you're buying them that same thing, you're not buying them the same thing.
Yeah.
My mom was like, I just got you plain t-shirts. I'm like, this is the wrong kind.
Wrong kind.
Yeah. You can't. These are weird, stretchy. My nipples pop out through these. I can't wear those. Even though she's like, it's just plain t-shirts. They're just a nicer quality than when you have. I don't want the nicer quality. Yeah. I like this kind.
Yeah.
That's why I buy this kind. Mm-hmm. Socks and underpants go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something. Yeah. Of course, that would work for me because I literally wear the same thing every day.
You can see the Carhartt, but if somebody's like, oh, here's Ben Sherman or
yeah,
what's
it's
the
a different
Ben,
black t-shirt.
What's the gorilla logo? It's the same as Dickies and Carhartt, but it's like a. Huh. I'm going to look it up. Ben. It's not Ben Sherman. Ben Sherman's fancy.
Yeah, if anybody wants to get me a gift, double X black Carhartt pocket tee. That's all I wear. I have 8 of these. Just one less thing I got to think about.
I can't find the gorilla logo.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Today we thought we haven't done one of these in a long time. Thought we'd do what we refer to as an everybody Q&A.
Everybody Q&A.
Patrons know that once a month we do the bonus Q&A episode for patrons. By the way, patreon.com/boogiemonster, $4 a month. You get the monthly Q&A, and you get a monthly Dave's Kitchen / Dave's Record Room, depending on how I feel that month, video. But yeah, we haven't done one of these for the general pop in quite a while. So last week I asked people to tweet us some questions. How am I doing there on my
good. I don't know. I didn't pay attention the whole last hour we were talking. Right. So we were getting excited. Yeah. Let's Dave, it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. Let's give these people the gift.
The gift of what?
Of a cohesive episode.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a surprise or something.
No. I was like, I'm trying to pay attention to the fucking levels.
Thought you were about to queue up some Christmas ICP or something.
Oh, shit. I wonder if that's out there.
How you smelling today?
Bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been real lazy this week.
I was thinking
about
that.
Lack of motivation this week. And slept on this shirt.
I was thinking about a couple weeks ago, you telling me you don't wear deodorant. But nope. You, although I think that's gross... you know, it's your body, your choice. Mm-hmm. But also, I do think that a lot of us are going to get armpit cancer.
From the
deodorant. What'd you find? Oh, God.
Let's see. Not an ad. Oh, YouTube. YouTube, you got to blow the surprise.
Jolly Saint Trick.
All right. Of course that existed. And I will listen to it in its entirety.
Oh, yeah?
Several times.
Hmm.
It's still a good beat.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Still a good beat.
That was pretty dope, man. That was pretty fucking dope.
Oh, so much for a cohesive episode.
Oh, that's all right,
man. Let's get to some of these.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's let's get to some of these.
Beardless Nat, Stevie Beardless Nat says, Kyle and Dave, if you could sum up, what'd you get?
What's that?
What's that?
And the Baldwin sisters. And I wish them all a Merry Christmas.
Is this fucking bullshit again?
The Waltons' homecoming. That's not the right one.
I hated it so much, dude.
Oh, you love it. You fucking love it.
Listen, well, hey, Stevie asked if Kyle and Dave, if you could sum up the Boogie Monster and or your friendship with one word, which word would you choose and why?
The homecoming.
I would say
a Christmas story.
Three words. Fuck the Waltons.
A warm and inspiring all family.
God damn it, dude.
Made especially for television.
Going to find my daddy. Anyway, I'm sorry, Kyle. Go ahead.
You're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's Santa Claus can't fuck around now.
He kind of sounds like Be Real.
He's got, it's kind of that era. Yeah. 90s. Mm-hmm. I think they crossed over a little bit. Who was that? Be Real?
Cypress Hill.
That's right, Cypress Hill.
All right, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to that first question.
What, if you could sum up Boogie Monster and or your friendship with one word, which word would you choose and why?
Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
What's another word? Fat.
Well,
I'm fat. You're not fat.
I've got my problem areas.
Yeah. Your problem areas. You're self-conscious about your thighs.
I got my trouble sections. So I'm going to dance class tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I think, all right, well, how about endearing? All right, you know, yeah. We are endearing. It's hardly a professionally researched show, but hopefully the nonsense of our friendship supersedes the lack of information you get.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say endearing. Trying to be sweet. It's Christmas. Trying to be more thoughtful.
That's true. No, that's a good one. I'll go with that. Endearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Now you open a question.
All right. Let's see.
It's like presents. You open one.
Northwest Trout asks, what Olympic sport would you like to try, assuming risk or injury and lack of talent was not an issue?
Ooh.
This is a good question. What Olympic sport? You know what I would like to try? Hmm. You know what I think looks fun as shit?
What?
The luge.
Yeah.
The ice sled.
Yeah. Luge or bobsledding type thing.
Yeah, bobsled, yeah. Yeah, are those the same thing?
No, bobsledding is the where they're laying down on their back with their feet first, and luge is like the little cart.
Okay, right. Either one of those looks fun as hell. Or like this. The
Reggae Squatch bobsled team.
The freestyle snow skiing where they do flips.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shit, that looks fun.
I was watching crashed ice footage last night. It's not Olympics, but it's its own kind of Red Bull type thing.
Oh.
You ever see it?
No.
It's basically like a downhill mountain bike course, but made out of ice, and people on ice skates do it.
Okay.
And it was like one of the sidebar YouTube things. It was like, watch professional hockey players try the crashed ice course, and they all fell down. Like, it's gnarly.
Yeah.
It's a race, but imagine like a BMX track made out of ice.
Okay.
And they're skating across it.
Wow.
Like jumps and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And it starts up high on a hill. It's like a crazy speed to start off. But that's not an Olympic sport. I always thought just the skill of pole vaulting was impressive.
True. Like that is crazy.
Like I would want to do that just once. Like even if it's a little guy. Just because you look at pole vault, they're entirely upside down.
Yeah.
And I don't know what those things are made out of.
How did that even come to be?
I think that was born out of utility.
Yeah.
I think that was probably something that was used as a way to, like, cross a river or something. Yeah, jumping over walls or trying to cross a river.
Interesting.
Like, Olympics, if it's, you know, Greek, correct?
Yeah.
And it was all skills taken from life and put into sport.
Yeah. Like the first person that even held a long pole and thought, all right, here's what I'm going to do.
But the different ways, like, all right, we got to get over a thing. Here, this pole is flexible. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look up what.
Yeah, that's crazy to see people do that.
Pole vaulting looks fun. That thing where you got to ski and shoot stuff just seems dumb.
Yeah. There's been a bunch of jokes made of that, but that is kind of an odd combination.
I mean, BMX is in the Olympics now, so.
Yeah.
But it's also treated like an Olympic sport. Like, it's not fun. They're all, like, wearing clipped-in pedals and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think pole vaulting. I think just as a skill, I'd want it in life. So the fact that it happens to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Here's another one.
What you got?
Willie's Troubled Mind. He's chopped this up into two questions, but I'll combine it.
Dave, no, you rascal.
Dave and Kyle, if you had to, could you eat a human being? How long do you think you could last without food before you would eat a stranger? Kyle, if you could eat any human being from history, who would you eat? All right. We've talked about that before. I think some sort of casserole would be the way to go. Either that or...
You want to bury the flavor?
Yeah. Either that or smoke it, you know, like a pork butt.
What about a chili?
Pulled pork human.
What about... These are the questions we've answered in the Patreon, yeah. By the way, everybody. Yeah.
Human chili. I could see.
You want to bury the flavor. You don't want to taste the person.
Yeah, spices. You know, you're going to need a curry or something. You know, like a human tikka masala.
Human tikka masala.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You could put any meat in there and be all right with it.
What human would you eat from history?
Slow cooker.
Yeah. Crockpot dude.
Mm-hmm. What's in the crockpot? Oh, that's Jerry.
It's old crockpot Jerry.
Oh.
Slow and low,
old
baby.
CPJ.
Slow and low.
Who would I eat from history?
Probably a fat person.
Well,
I want that fat. Just you, like a
but is the fat, well, is it like, is it marbled into the muscle? Because you forget, nobody ever says like, oh, I like a steak. Your muscle. You want to eat the muscle of an animal. Isn't that what you're always eating is muscle?
If you sliced off some of my gut, get you a nice sliver.
But that's just fat. Just a big piece of fat.
But
when you eat an animal, it's muscle, right? Nobody ever says that, but like, that's the muscle. Like, ham is muscle. Whenever you eat meat, it's muscle. That's what it is.
I've just seen how many times you would say that.
Muscle.
Muscle.
But if you, because nobody says it like that, because it would gross them out. But chicken leg, muscle. Chicken, it's all, you only eat the muscle of an animal, for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, what is flesh?
Flesh is just everything. Well, flesh, I assume like skin and bit, but like the muscle of the animal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because you say, oh, it's the skin and the meat. It's the skin and the muscle.
Uh-huh. So the meat is muscle.
That's what I'm saying. So if somebody's fat.
So you're saying if you sliced 3 pound chunk off of my gut. That would
there's no muscle
just,
there.
It'd be like eating steak fat, just gristle.
Yeah,
fat.
That's what I'm thinking.
Huh.
I mean, are you jiggling or are you stiff?
I'm kind of stiff. I mean, it jiggles. But.
Well, because you know when dudes have that hard belly.
Uh-huh. I got kind of a...
But you know when dudes like have like a hard gut?
Yeah.
And that just means it's like swollen organs and shit.
Yeah, I don't have that yet.
But a jiggly belly, that's just a fat. That's fat. There's no muscle in it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're a fat person, is your muscle marbleized also?
Hmm.
Or is your fat sit on the outside?
That's a good question.
I mean, I wouldn't want to eat an athlete.
Yeah.
I would probably want to eat like a king or something.
Yeah.
Because they were like...
I'd eat John Candy.
You'd eat John Candy?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that to him.
I mean, if
no, I would eat a bad person.
Oh, okay. You eat a bad person.
Yeah, I would eat a bad... I would feel better about it.
Hmm.
I'd feel better about eating like a shitty king. Yeah. Like a fat, shitty king. Yeah. Any of the Georges, I think.
Yeah.
Weren't they all mostly... crummy?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Yeah, eat somebody who deserves it. It's like, yeah, pay
well,
back.
Yeah, but yeah, also, but I'm not like the one doling out the justice. I'm sure, like, they didn't, I'm not killing a person. I'm just eating a person.
Yeah.
But I would eat like...
Well, you shouldn't eat a person unless you're willing to kill it. And
that's, you know, my theories on this. But if you... I think I'm too loud. If... Yeah, I would eat like one of the crummy kings or a dictator.
Yeah, okay.
That's Because otherwise, we're just eating something. Like, you're just eating somebody famous for the sake of eating somebody famous. That's like paying too much for a meal that you can make at home.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking flavor wise, a king would have eaten the best, but they're not getting good quality food anyway.
That's true.
But they're getting the best food of that. Mm-hmm. Or would you eat a chef?
Mm.
Or do you think a chef would taste shitty because they're putting all weird shit in their bodies all the time? Wouldn't you want to eat somebody with a consistent diet? We eat animals that have consistent diets.
Grass fed dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to eat a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Right?
You want to eat a fat vegetarian.
Well, find me one of those.
Oh, they're out there.
Fat vegetarian king.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think.
You didn't lose any weight being a vegetarian?
A little, but not like a noticeable amount.
But were you, but you're built to be a big boy.
Yeah, I'm
not fat, but like some people, like, oh, you're going to be a thick individual.
Yeah, yeah, I was thick. Like when I was in high school,
husky, as it was termed. Husky. Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, there was a brief period where I had abs, but I was still just.
But you were broad. Working out, and you were harnessing all that beef.
Yeah,
and I just like I was always going to be skinny, so I'm going to have like. If I get fat, I just got a fat gut, but I don't look strong.
Yeah.
I just look like a skinny guy with a gut.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing
You look like a strong... The fatter you get, the stronger you look.
Well, thank you.
Because you are. You're feeding all the muscle and everything. Yeah. You are a strong individual.
Yeah. And I lift weights.
When I say
I work
fat,
out.
You call, I'm not saying fat to be insulting, yeah, but no, like you're a big fella and you work out.
Yeah.
And that all goes into being a strong guy. I don't do shit.
I need to streamline. I need to lose the gut.
You don't look like... Like, you look like, not like, this sounds bad, like, you're supposed to be that size, but you don't, doesn't look clumsy on you.
Yeah, I don't look like a big, doughy, soft idiot.
No, you see some people that are like, oh, you don't look healthy. Like, you look fine.
Well.
You're a big fella, but you look like you carry it around the right way.
Yeah.
What a dickhead thing to say, I'm sorry.
No, I know what you mean.
Hey, you're fat, but it looks like you're supposed to be, Merry Christmas.
No, I know what you
mean. By a hat like this, you get a free bowl of soup.
Tubbs asks us, hey, Tubbs, if you had to move to a different state, where would you go, or what country would you live in besides the USA? That's a good question. Mm. I figured out my country.
Yeah?
Basque. I want to move to Basque. It's a small country Spain and France.
Yeah.
And...
Is it its own country? I didn't know it was its own country.
It may not.
I thought it was a region.
It may be a region. I'm not sure. But it is...
I think it's called Basque Country.
San Sebastian? That's a city there. More Michelin star restaurants per capita there than anywhere in the world. And just beautiful. Just
granted a status of nationality within Spain. All right.
Just beautiful. I would like to live in Basque.
Yeah.
Stateside, I've thought a lot about that. Man, I just my knee-jerk reaction, Colorado. I'd like to live in Colorado. It's beautiful.
Country? I think... I don't know, man. It's hard to think about these things without thinking about what's changing politically and climate-wise. Like,
yeah.
I love California, but man, this place is on fire once a year for a long time.
Yeah.
So as much as like, I think statewide, like I was just in Santa Cruz. I could see doing that.
Santa Cruz is nice.
I could see being up there and just making it work.
Yeah.
A little mountain. Little mountain town in Central California. Let me get close enough to some warmer weather. No real winter.
Yeah.
I'll take a rainy season.
Uh-huh.
But a rainy season, I could still go out and do the stuff I want to do in.
Yeah.
So that's why Colorado's out. I love Denver and Boulder, but winter, no thanks.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Maybe if I spent more time in like the North Carolina, Virginia area, might also be a similar spot of like... Balance between nature, and I would be like, all right, what do you want? Hurricanes. What do you want? Hurricanes, fires.
Yeah.
Because those are the two things that are just a constant every year. Like, get used to this.
Yeah.
I mean, tornadoes, always earthquakes. You never know. Although tornadoes, I think, are getting worse, too. Country.
You've been to several cool countries.
I've been out and around.
Is there anywhere that you've been that you were like, I could live here for 3 years?
I mean, it's easy to say Australia because it's kind of like America already in the sense of you're already speaking English.
Yeah.
But it's also a whole continent country that is not going to have winter.
Oh, they, yeah.
I mean, they have winter, but it's just like California.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's their summer right now, which is why they're on fire to the point where I think even somebody down there is like, it's too big to put out. So just if they say evacuate, evacuate. It's coming. It's coming for you.
Damn.
So they have a very similar kind of southern, south United States, south North America type climate.
Mm-hmm.
I like being around the history in Europe, walking around like when we were there for Christmas last year and walking around Italy.
Oh, I mean, that's you right. want to talk about Christmas? Last
year? Yeah. We were out there for a while, but buddy, you want to talk about eating food and just walking around Italy, trying to strike out or just, Italy, we were in Spain. It is like I just, and the fact that you can just take a train so quickly to another country and experience a whole, a different way of life for not very far away.
Yeah. That's interesting. Forget about that those European countries are so small.
Yeah, I wonder. I still haven't been to like the warm parts of Asia. I wonder what it's like in like Thailand. Well, Thailand. Yeah, I was in Malaysia last beginning of this 2019. No, 2018. So that's kind of it's weird being in a place where you get the feeling that if the government just doesn't like what you're doing, you're going to go away, which is what China's like right now. And
what do you mean?
Just like we have this idea that like the laws are the laws here, and you can't, if you break the law, you get in trouble. But if you abide the law, you can't get in trouble. And we have civil liberties and all this. And I'm a white and straight man in America. Mm-hmm. So that's how I get to feel.
Yeah.
You know, other people will disagree, but you go to other countries where you're not that.
Uh-huh.
Be like, oh, you're from where? And you're going to want to do what? Fucking lock you up for whatever we want.
Wow.
You know, that kind of feel like just not thinking like, oh yeah, I was in China. We smoked a joint. Like you'll go to jail for that. If they would have caught you, you would have gone to jail.
You smoked a joint in China?
Yeah. Yeah. And then just the way people were taught, like they were shutting down any foreign owned businesses. Just like got Andy Curtin, who ran the comedy club in Hong Kong. So the government came in, just said, you're done. Why? Doesn't matter. We're shutting you down.
Damn.
They could just take it away. There's no due process.
Yeah.
Just get out. It's China, and we want that.
Damn.
China's fucked right now. Mm. China is, and every oh, I'm an ally. I'm this. China's where all your shit's made, and they've got concentration camps of Muslims. They got all this shit going on. It's fucked. It's super fucked. And they're a superpower, though, so nobody wants to upset them. And I'm talking out my ass politically, but they make so much stuff that if we're going to, we just won't deal with China because of these civil rights issues. Well, then your country's fucked as far as products and things you need to be made there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so not China. I don't know. China. I keep thinking I could live in Hawaii, but I don't know. I guess you get bored there. That's what I've heard.
Really?
Anyway, that's what I've heard. People say you get, even though you're in paradise, you're still locked in.
Yeah, I guess psychologically that would get to you eventually.
Yeah, and I'm like, really? Because I could just sit. I'm the typical tourist. Like, I could just sit on this beach.
I never thought of it that way. Because, like, right now, if you and I wanted to, we could get in our cars and we could drive 2,000 miles eastward.
You can drive an hour and a half and see some snow.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, we could drive for days just to have that wanderlust.
Yeah.
You can't do that in Hawaii.
No, you're going to see all the stuff that you can see after a while.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but yeah.
It's like people get, I'm getting bored of this town. Maybe I want to move to another town. You're on an island.
Yeah.
You want to move? Pack it all up. Get it shipped to the mainland or something. That's what I've heard. People get a little stir crazy.
My high school girlfriend moved to Hawaii at some point. And
what happened to her?
I don't know. I lost touch. I heard this secondhand, but Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why that's weird, but just it's. I was proud of her. I was like, oh, cool, good for you. You just packed up and moved to Hawaii.
Rachel had some friends that did that, and then they moved back. Uh-huh. Because also, people moved to Honolulu. Like, all right, you got to go get a job. Well, what do? Just anything? Well, then that's the only city with maybe a diverse selection of jobs is Honolulu. And because it's an island, that's a mountain or a volcano. Mm-hmm. It's not like you got a lot of highways, a lot of infrastructure. I guess the traffic is ridiculous for how small you're looking at an island. Traffic's ridiculous. Parking's a huge problem. Because you have this influx of people that can't move. You can't move to a suburb.
Yeah.
You're an island. You can't go anywhere else. So everybody's there for that to work in that city. Mm-hmm. So unless you're working like a hotel or resort hospitality type thing, you just have to have enough money to live there and not work.
Yeah.
And just feed into the economy and have passive income or however.
Hmm.
So people don't think about that stuff. Like, oh, I'll get a job doing whatever. Really? Do they need that there?
Yeah. Yeah, we're so used to in this country. Just, oh, whatever I do, I'll be able to
find
work.
In this city, I can do something and then...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Nice to visit, probably not great to live.
What else we got here? Here's a good question. Frederick Nahagan, which cuisine is overrated? That's a damn good question.
All right.
I got one.
What you got?
You're not going to like this. It's going to step on a lot of toes.
All right.
All right. Well, I got to preface it by saying...
Give it to me straight,
the
man.
The good, great version is great. Especially in L.A., sometimes tacos are overrated. Just because you sell tacos or you sell burritos doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be great. Like, I've had so many mediocre-ass tacos in this town.
Yeah, I think it's the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, did you cook the meat well? Are the little toppings good? And is the tortilla good? That's all you got to do to make a good taco.
But yeah, a lot of people don't. Like, this, you could tell this meat was cooked 4 hours ago. And I'm sorry, plain-ass, store-bought corn tortilla, pretty fucking boring.
Yeah.
But did you buy
it from a vehicle?
Yeah.
Well.
But that's the thing here, the food truck culture.
It's a Nate Craig bit about getting food poisoning he ate something stupid. He's like, I got squid from a food truck. Never get seafood from some place that's its own getaway vehicle.
That's good.
But there's an abundance of tacos. Also, like, did you get it in the middle of the day or did you get it drunk where it's like every stretch of, like, if there's two bars next to each other, you're going to have a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
So that exploded, like the craze kind of.
Yeah.
The supply superseded the demand at a point.
Mm-hmm.
Tacos can run the gamut. I don't think they're overrated. Because is anybody saying, like, tacos are the best food? Or are they saying, this place is tacos?
A lot of people, tacos are their identity. Taco Tuesday, taco, taco, taco. Like, okay.
I mean, they're called Mexicans, Dave. You don't have to say it like that, all right? They eat them all days of the week. Yeah, well, I think...
And I love good Mexican food. Don't get me wrong. I'm not shitting on Mexican food as a cuisine, but just...
It's easy to get to. Like, I eat too much pizza, but I'm not going to... Like, I don't be like, I'm Mr. Pizza Man. I mean, I fucking got a pizza tattoo and shit, but that's because tattoos are stupid anyway. But I'm not going to identify as like, I'm the guy you got to talk to about pizza because I've tried every pizza. No, there's plenty of nights I'm here and I'm just like... I'm hungry. It's late. I'm getting Domino's. It's going to suck, but I'm too lazy to go to the store and buy stuff, and I just want to eat some trash before I go to bed.
Yeah.
That's not an expert's take on things where I go out of my way to find – I don't go out of my way for any type of food.
Mm-hmm.
Food's good, but I don't – like some people, food's their identity, and I don't even have that.
Yeah.
Somebody – like there was the Twitter thing of like – quote your most controversial food opinion.
Yeah.
I was like, it's an
I saw.
It's an unnecessary. It's a necessary obligation to my life.
Yeah.
But if I could skip food, we were talking about this before. Yeah, if I could skip it, which would you rather skip, food or sleep?
Oh boy, if I didn't need sleep. Like if I wouldn't have,
or
any
you could take,
effects.
You could have a surgery or take a medicine.
Sleep.
You get rid of sleep.
Yeah. Foods.
But then you'd be eating all 24 hours a day.
I mean, I don't have to eat 24 hours a day.
You would because you'd be awake and you'd be hungry.
Well, I don't eat nonstop. Contrary but now, to what
if,
you
now,
might think.
But now if you're but if you're awake all the time, uh-huh. you would have to eat more.
I get that. I get those 8
When you're
hours
asleep, you're hibernating for part of your day.
Yeah. But no, food is fun to me. Sleep is a necessary, is a necessity.
I only wrote that because it was like, what's your controversial opinion? But I like food well enough. But uh-huh. there's things I like. I've fallen into my groove. Mm-hmm. If somebody's like, we're going to try this place, I'm never like, I can't because it's not one of the three things I eat.
Yeah.
No, I will always eat pretty much anything. Okay, take away the vegetarian yeah. shit. But I'm still down for it.
Uh-huh. All right, take away the vegetarian thing. We're going out to eat, a group of us. The options are mm-hmm. Mexican, Italian, Indian, Chinese / Asian.
Yeah. Like, what do I pick?
Which one's the least desirable? And any I may have missed.
But that's like what the beauty about living in a first world country is, like, I feel like this tonight. Not just I'm hungry and I'll eat a bag of grain. Mm-hmm. So that ebbs and flows. Overrated food items? I'll say this. I think a good cut of, like a steak can be made well.
Uh-huh.
Like if you give the same cut of a steak and I give it to you to make it and I give it to a restaurant that says this is going to cost $150.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything different that you couldn't do in your own kitchen outside of the cost of that steak. And the cost of your labor to cook that steak, mm-hmm. I think that's overrated.
Yeah.
When steakhouses are like, this is a $200 steak. You didn't do shit to that. As a matter of fact, you did less to that than Outback Steakhouse does to theirs. And I like it when they put that bullshit on there.
Mm-hmm. That you is can go something to, I've learned.
Outback seemed like they had a good cut of steak yeah. and just say, don't give me anything on it
yeah.
and make it medium rare. And they'd probably do a very close job to as some fancy bougie steakhouse.
Well, the bougie one's gonna their arguments mm-hmm. like, well, our steak's dry aged and it's blah blah blah, and then sometimes that stuff's legit. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. If it's the same cut,
if it's the
of
same
meat,
cut, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Now, Grant, you're paying for a place to dry age it in there. Okay, you made the dry aging cellar, mm-hmm. and you did that, and you did this. Like, okay, I get that there was. Like when somebody says, why would you pay $300 for this thing when there's a knockoff mm-hmm. for $100? Well, like a thing that's $300 is for all their R&D and
yeah.
getting it all going. And the other person just got to copy that. Even if it's the quality is good, it's like, well, sometimes I want to reward the person who made the original effort.
Yeah.
Even though that's one of the few luxuries of like, okay, I can afford the more expensive thing because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, how much R&D do you have to recoup before you'd be like, all right, now the price is lower?
Yeah.
No, if people are buying it, why would you lower your price?
Yeah. That's something I've experienced since over the years. You know, not to brag, but with certain things, I'm a pretty damn good cook. I know how to do certain
you are.
Things really well.
Nobody's.
I have no interest in purchasing a steak, a cheeseburger, gumbo, or chili.
Yeah,
I'm not being arrogant, but I'm gonna. They exist. I'm sure somewhere on this planet, there's better versions than mine. But probably where I'm going to eat dinner, my version's better, so I'm not gonna order those dishes. So
not cheeseburger though.
I've mastered this new cheeseburger thing.
Smashburger. What it's about that place off Glendale Boulevard?
It's so good.
That's the place that everybody's going nuts about. Buried it. Okay.
That shit's solid. My version buries it. My gumbo beats any gumbo I've had at a restaurant. My chili, I like more than any chili I'm going to have at a restaurant. And your example with steak, I figured out, give me a prime bone-in ribeye or something. Let me do my thing to it. I mean, yeah, there's better steak somewhere, but I'm just...
That's why I think it's overrated. Yeah. Like, you got to get a steak from here. You go to any place that's not Sizzler,
yeah.
I'm going to like that steak. Now, that has to do with my palate.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, yeah, basic food. I mean, Like pizza's like, I'm going to like all your types of pizza. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit about the styles and this and that. This style's, but I mean, fucking juvenile arguments.
One cuisine.
I think I don't like New York style pizza.
Cause I'm laughing at a toot.
Yeah. I think it's a large floppy thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't like, I'm going to eat it. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
I will absolutely eat it. If I have a choice, I like the little square cuts.
Yeah.
I like to take, here's a piece. Let me take a break. I have to hold this fucking thing up to my face, mm-hmm. and then I'm stuck holding the thing for a while.
Yeah. One cuisine that, and this is
pizza right now.
Due to my own ignorance of the cuisine, but I haven't really figured out what's great.
Fugu, overrated.
About Thai food. Thai food, I just don't know enough about it. Like, no, I'm sure if I got a good lesson in what's great about Thai food.
No,
when I go
like,
to Thai food, I get the, you know what I do? I've mentioned this before, and I'm sure this is blasphemy amongst the Thai folks, but I get the crab fried rice, mm-hmm. and then I get the red curry, like a red curry pork, a red curry chicken, and mix them together.
Why?
I love it.
You can do that.
I love it.
Get your corn and your mashed potatoes.
But other than that, I don't really know too much about Thai food.
I got a bunch of Thai food last night.
Oh, yeah?
Pad Prick King is what I like to get.
Okay.
It's just a spicy green beans with little tofu things in it.
Okay. Okay.
And I got a fried rice, just a general fried rice. I didn't realize you got to make fried rice with old rice.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Hmm. That's what Rachel was saying. Fried rice is always old rice.
Unaware.
Because it's got to be cooled down. And then you can do the refried part, or just fried.
Yeah.
Maybe you could refry fried rice. You ever try that, Dave?
I have, yeah.
Well, we spent a long time on this question.
Here's a good one. Mike Chess asked, what was the last movie you physically bought with money, like to own? That's a good question.
Last movie?
Movie that you purchased. Not gone to see a movie, but like now that Netflix and all that, have you purchased a movie on iTunes or anything recently? I have. I did the other day.
I never understood owning movies.
Really? There's not movies that you would want to watch more?
I'm looking at my Amazon account right now to see if there's a movie that I own. I don't. My video library. Let's see.
I bought two movies last week. And it was mainly because they were on sale. Like iTunes will sometimes $4.99. Own your favorite movies. I bought Best in Show for $5. I love that movie. That's a movie I can watch once a year. And then I don't know why I like this movie so much, but I really do. This movie called The Founder with Michael Keaton. Did you see that?
Oh, about McDonald's, yeah.
Something about that movie's fascinated to me. I bought that. Bought both those movies last week.
Oh, something's fascinating about the guy who invented McDonald's, pretty much.
I mean, it's a great story.
After you just got real arrogant about your own cheeseburgers. I'm like him.
It's a great story.
Yeah, he's a real asshole.
Yeah.
Ray Kroc just stole McDonald's. I think on iTunes I bought Cabin in the Woods just because I didn't know how to watch it anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't own movies. Hmm. I feel like any movie, Rachel's bought one or like maybe rented it from iTunes because there was no other way to watch it. And we finally found something we both wanted to watch. But I always feel like movies, like they're out there.
Yeah.
Like if I want to watch the movie, it'll be out there.
I mean, it'll be out there to rent. They're not all.
But that's what I mean. But I see that as a frivolous purchase. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you want to check out this $300 massage gun that I bought on a fucking whim, it's sitting right here.
Oh, man. That thing is nice.
But I think about I've never bought a movie, so I can get this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't mean to price drop the massage gun. But that was the example of like, oh, there's knockoff ones. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, and then all the reviews are like, but all the reviews are like, this is the fake one. It broke right away. So I'm like trying to pay some heed to the Amazon reviews about like, don't buy two then.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend the money, buy two of these or buy one of those.
My logic too, since those movies were $5, it was like, well, it's going to cost. Next time I want to watch it, if it's not on streaming somewhere, you know, I rent movies from iTunes a lot. So I was like, oh, well, I could rent it for $4 or own it for $5. Okay. Let's go ahead and buy it. I'm not saying
I just don't
bought a $20 movie.
But no, but movies, I just, like when people had DVDs, when people have a lot of DVDs, I'm like, this is not.
Well, back in the day, I had a bunch of DVDs because that was pre-streaming. And it was like, I like these movies and I want to watch
these movies.
That
was the beauty of a, Like the freak, like everybody's argument against Netflix. You just sit there and you can't choose it. And, oh, I've been looking through Netflix for an hour.
True.
You walked into a Blockbuster. You got a hard copy of it. You got to see what was there, what wasn't there. New releases. Whoa, do we really want to spend $5? Let's check out the 99-cent ones. You roll the dice on a few of those. They had to be back. So you would watch the movie. You made a point to watch a movie. It's not just sitting there flipping through Netflix.
Yeah, it's something invested.
Then flipping through Amazon. Then flipping through Hulu.
Yeah.
And do I want to? And then I got this non-committal thing like, oh, I never want to watch that. And then it's like, man, I miss the days of like, hey, let's watch a movie tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to leave our houses.
Yeah, I loved it.
We're going to go to the grocery store to get snacks, unless we want to pay the up price over at Blockbuster.
Uh-huh.
We're going to all choose. We're choosing this one. We have to watch it. It's got to be back. Oh, the feeling of returning a movie unwatched. What pissed away money that would be.
Oh, that was the worst.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
So that, but when you see people that just have these walls of movies, I'm like, who is this for? I never got it. I think I have, like, the DVDs that are behind me, were they gifts or they're Rachel's? I could never see, like, I would see a movie for sale. I'm like, I'll just rent it and then not have this thing.
Yeah. Sorry, I got to respond to a time-sensitive email.
No, I responded already. It's about showbiz stuff.
Yeah.
But that's my take on that. I own Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's that because, like I was saying, I couldn't figure out where I wanted to watch it. All right. I'm going to pick another one since we got time-sensitive emails.
I'm done. Go ahead.
I'm done.
All done. What do we got?
Well, Andrew Overby. There's been more Mothman sightings in Chicago recently. Can we get Chicago Mothman in the studio again? You got that last week. Cuisine is over there. Ooh, Javier Caballero.
That's a great name.
That is. Harvey Creature. That's the English translation? I thought it was Harvey Cowboy.
Hmm.
Would you pay to see a hologram concert? Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
But you won't own a DVD?
No. But you want to see a hologram in concert?
That doesn't really interest me.
Holograms. Do you think holograms are cool?
I mean, they're okay.
A moving hologram. A thing that's right here in front of you that's not real.
No, that's neat. But my point is, would I rather go to the Hollywood Bowl and see Johnny Cash's hologram, or would I go home and watch Austin City Limits and see him?
No, I would go to the Hollywood Bowl and see a hologram. I would do it once. I would definitely want to find out if it's dumb or not. This is something I cannot judge without experiencing it.
Yeah. And so, that's going on now, right? Didn't Kanye do that somewhere?
There's something going on. But I'm curious enough.
It'd have to be somebody dead.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to go see somebody Gallagher 2-ing their shit around.
Yeah.
Although I would love to do that. Fucking hologram me out. Weird interruptions because I think somebody's heckling. What do you do for a living? And it's just talking to a post on the stage. I would say, but give me like a Beethoven or something. Give me that like big, like, all right, he's at a piano. Not like, oh, good. We get to see finally Left Eye in concert. I don't give a shit about that. No offense to the TLC fans out there, but.
Oh, man. That's funny. What else have we got? I don't know. Gas Station Sushi asks, Dave, you have to cook a meal to impress the in-laws. First time meeting them, what's your go-to? Kyle, same question. What would you have, Dave, make your in-laws? That's funny. I lived it. The first time I ever met my soon-to-be in-law was Thanksgiving 2 years ago. And
Wait, what was the question? Because I was looking at other questions.
Do you have to cook a meal to impress your in-laws the first time you meet
them?
I'm
fucked.
First time I ever met Katie's parents was 2 years ago, Thanksgiving, when they came over to our apartment. 45 minutes early, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that. Yeah,
while
I gotcha.
Was knee-deep in hash brown casserole. I was pretty sick. I don't know if I made the best, because I tried to suppress it and be polite, but you could tell I was like, oh, you're fucking here early, and I am not ready, so get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah. I think you can be honest about that if someone doesn't realize you're preparing a meal.
Yeah.
And the work it takes.
And her dad, I remember he just kept saying, like, they were in the living room visiting, and he kept saying, what are you doing? And finally, it's like, I'm cooking everybody Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's,
what the fuck do you
think
I'm
doing?
No,
that could be the first response. You don't have to wait. Yeah.
But he kept asking, like, why aren't you in here chilling with us?
I'm making 12 dishes right now. Do you want to eat or do you want to talk?
Exactly. Fuck. I think that's a
reasonable response. But that was, I don't know. I bought fake crab at the store and brought it over for Thanksgiving when I was hanging out with Rachel's dad.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to. He's like a biker and a car guy, a real motorhead, but still likes like fancy foods.
Okay.
And so I was kind of blasphemous. I'm like, I don't care. I like fake crab. I'm bringing fake crab. And they're all eating. This is pretty good. I'm like, I know. I know it's not real crab. I'm not asking you to think it's real crab. It's weird fish hot dogs. And they painted one side of them red.
Yeah.
But it tastes good.
How did you serve it or prepare it?
I think I just had it in the fridge. I was like, anybody want to eat this? It wasn't like it was like a snack for around the house.
Okay.
It wasn't part of the spread.
What? You didn't make a dip out of it?
No. Open a package. Fucking plunk that shit on a plate.
pick you out a good one.
Yeah, it peels off like mozzarella sticks or cheese sticks.
Twizzlers.
Yeah. If you peel off however much you want, dip it in it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But it's delicious.
You know what they do with the Chinese buffets, right? I'm a big fan of a cheap Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Every Chinese buffet has a big pan of artificial crab meat covered in cheese.
I haven't seen that. I haven't been to a buffet in a while. Oh, Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They all have them. It's just artificial crab meat with baked cheese on top. Good times.
That sounds right over there. Yeah. I got self conscious about it. I thought we started loud.
Yeah,
and then we're getting quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Margraf says, "Have you ever looked into subliminal advertising? A lot of stuff for Dave to research and for Kyle to call horseshit on. Solid 10 minutes of content." No, I absolutely believe in subliminal advertising.
Of course. Yeah, I mean that's. Mm-hmm.
No, of course. Any product placement in movies, and he's showing that's got a GIF of somebody taking bounce off the shelf, bounce fabric softener, and throwing it on the ground, and it doesn't bounce. Mm. But yeah, this day and age, where everything is subliminal, everything you do shows up in a sidebar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that. You know, consumption is what makes the world go round. Capitalism and consumption. And any trickery, any psychology they can put behind it to get your money into their pocket, they will do.
Absolutely.
I don't doubt that for a second. So, yeah, anyway. Man, a lot of these questions. Don't yawn into the mic, Dave. It really doesn't boot. Not a vote of confidence. Trustworthy Squirrel says, have you ever used a bidet? Do you own one? Yes. No, I don't. Would absolutely. We've addressed this. I almost missed a flight in an airport that had bidets. I was a connecting flight. Uh-huh. An airport had bidets, and I just lost a grip of time.
Yeah.
Sitting in there.
It's a good time.
It is. It's every lyric from George Michael's "I Want Your Sex,"
which are.
I'm looking them up now because I'm here. Where is he says? It's playing on my mind. It's dancing on my soul. There's one. It's something like it's here. It is. It's natural, it's chemical, it's logical, habitual, it's sensual, but most of all, sex is something that we, I would say, bidet is something that we should do, bidet is something for me and you, bidet is natural, bidet is good, not everybody does it, but everybody should, that part, that nails bidet, bidet is natural, bidet is fun, bidet is best when it's one on one.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Bidet, I'm not your father. Bidet, I'm not your brother. Bidet, talk to your sister. Bidet, I am a lover. Bidet, 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 come on. This, everything about this song is about a bidet. What's your definition of dirty, baby? It's bidet, except it gets you clean. What do you consider pornography? Don't you know I love you till it hurts me, baby? This song is pretty fucked. Yeah, everything.
Oh, my God. That is funny. Love a good bidet.
Ooh, don't read the rest of the lyrics to that song.
No?
I love me some George Michael, but that song is like, ooh, buddy, would not pass by today's standards. Anyway, yeah, that's, Dave, you tried them yet?
I have.
Yeah?
I had a friend that had one, and, yeah, it was constantly taking dumps over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Just squirt it on up in there.
Yep. Yeah, you move into rubbing one out while it's going. Cosmic.
Yeah.
You'll feel like, yeah, you'll feel like, this is how, like, cults are made. If it was like a bidet beat-off cult, then be like, yep, that's the best feeling I've ever had.
Abe Froman asks, what's the craziest thing that's happened to both of you in Omaha? What a specific question.
Sausage King of Chicago.
I have a story about Omaha.
What do you got about Omaha?
Myself, Andy Sanford, and Joe Zimmerman drove 14 hours from Kentucky to Omaha to do a show.
Oof.
Under the agreement that we would keep a percentage of the door. And we sold like 50 to 60 tickets. Or not tickets, but 50 or 60 people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I did the math. At the end of the night, I was owed $400. And the guy said, what the fuck are you talking about? I didn't collect any money. I'm like, tickets were $10 a piece. There's 60 people here. Mm-hmm. I get 80% of that. It's $400. No, you're supposed to bring your own door guy. We didn't collect any money. There's no money. You know, what are you talking about, money?
Yeah.
And I was like, it was one bartender. It was the only guy in the whole, only staff was one bartender. Basically told me to fuck off. It's like, you're supposed to bring your
own
guy.
Can I ask how four are you on tour? Mm-hmm. And nobody noticed that nobody was collecting money at the door?
Well, I'm always cognizant of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, oh, you go pay at the bar or something. I was worried about it all night. And I was like, maybe they're paying. Maybe the bartender's collecting money because he's the only guy, you know. Because that's happened before. Like, people come in and then the door guy will walk around. Hey, you here for the show? That's $10. I thought it was something like that.
Yeah, I've learned. Because of you, you're like, you got to be in charge of shit. Yeah. I remember being at a show earlier this year where I was like, hey, why does this sign in the window say this much and that door say this much? Because if you're charging this much, then you're going to pay me this much.
And just was tired. Literally drove 14 hours the day of the show. We left Kentucky at like 5 a.m. Drove 14 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why. Terrible routing back then. Anyway, bartender basically told me to go fuck myself. I said, get your boss on the phone. Boss basically told me to go fuck myself. And I said, oh, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. There's four of us. You got one employee here. I'm backing the van up to the fucking door, and I'm taking $400 worth of fucking something.
Yeah.
And I told Andy, I threw the keys to Andy. I said, bring the fucking van right to the door. I'm taking $400 of liquor, and I want you to fucking stop me.
Yeah.
And then he handed the phone back.
And I want you to stop me.
I was fucking furious.
Yeah.
And they handed the phone back and forth a little bit, back and forth, and finally the guy paid me. And I was like,
where was it at in Omaha? Do you remember the venue?
No, it's not the cool spots that I do now. It's not anything those comics hook up with. Not Olivers or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was just some random. I can't remember. This was 2010.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago. But I was just, and I was totally serious. It was not a bluff. I was like, I'm taking all that liquor behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And finally, the guy paid me. So, also, yeah. Best Indian food I've ever had in my life in Omaha, Nebraska. Can't remember the name of it. They're all named the same. The Gate of India or some shit like that. Amazing little
big thing about gates and crowns.
Yeah, little hole in the wall, freestanding spot. Delicious. But that's my Omaha story. You have an Omaha story?
First time I played there was 2010. Who was asking this? Where's Abe Froman?
Abe Froman.
I want to see if it's somebody that is expecting a certain answer.
Oh, you think maybe you have an experience with old Abe?
I don't
somebody
know.
Stiffed you out of a bunch of money years ago. It was somewhere in the Great
Plains. Yeah, his name was Brian Eugene Abramson. And that was in
South Sioux Falls,
South Dakota. Again, it's Brian Eugene Abramson. I changed his name and then tried running for like a congressional, like a local politics seat. That guy was a fucking dipshit from day one.
Huh.
So maybe he changed his ways. But if not, Brian Eugene Abramson.
Fuck that guy.
If you got an extra $1,250.
Oh.
I don't give a shit what I got now.
You never got it.
I don't give a shit what I got now.
Oof.
You don't pay me, I'll light you up.
Yeah. Mm. Fuck you.
Also, man. Because he did it to other people, and then he did it to other people, and he would get messages like, "Well, everything's bad, so I guess I'm going to kill myself." No, you're not going to guilt me for wanting to get paid because you promised something you can't back up, and now you're going to kill yourself because you can't pay me, and you're going to act like you're going to put that guilt on the people you stiffed because it happened to other people too. Fuck you, Brian Eugene Abramson.
Yeah.
Good luck running for fucking. You want to be in politics? I saw that. I'm like, I almost wanted to go back. I'm like, no grievances. I'm fine now, but I'm not going to forget.
Fuck off.
You don't fuck with somebody's pay.
No, man. You do not.
Anyway, Omaha, I don't know. First time I was there, I snuck a young Winslow Dumaine into the show in 2010 because he was underage. And now he's a very hilarious comic and a great artist in Chicago. I'm glad to see him. He opened for me last year when I did the Thalia Hall show. Crushed it.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah. So that was an Omaha memory. There's a guy who he always comes out to the show. He seems to have tapered off. Pretty fun. Always, I don't know, man. Then Ian Douglas Terry booked a show for me, and like some guy wanted to beat him up at a pinball bar, and he was just this guy was like chasing him around a foosball table, like Tom and Jerry style. Because Ian's like, "Are you really trying to fight me right now?" The guy's like, "Come here, you fucker." And he's like, "Well, I'm not going to do that if you're going to beat me up."
Yeah. I'm not going to come
here.
He's
like, "Why would I come by you if you're going to beat me up?" But they were just both running around a foosball table and doing that. Like, I'm like, what's happening?
That's hilarious.
I don't know. I've had fun down there. Maybe I'm forgetting something. Eventually, there's only so many.
They all kind of.
Yeah, there's only so many wacky road stories. There was the time. Yeah, that wasn't Omaha. That was somewhere in Iowa that. Some guy like choke slammed a girl out in front of the venue, and we all chased him down the street. And then
Really?
That's what like the time where you shouldn't laugh, like inappropriate laughter.
Yeah.
Did I tell a story?
I don't think so. Choke slamming a lady?
Yeah, I'll try. Like, yeah, this guy was like a weirdo at the show, and after the show, we saw him on the sidewalk arguing with his girlfriend. And he like grabbed her by the throat and threw her on the sidewalk.
Ooh,
hard.
Fuck you, dude.
And like kind of like. Wait, what? And I looked over, and I forget who else was there, but we both like, did we just see that? And immediately we got up and ran outside, and this guy took off. This fucking chicken shit. Hold on. First we check, are you okay? She's like, I'm fine. Don't call the cop. No, fuck this guy. We chased him down the street. He ran into some other club where the bouncer's like, all right, hold on. Because like that guy bombarded past him, and then he saw us come. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, the guy just like hit a lady. He's like, okay, all right, hold on. And then the guy came out at the moment we were telling the door guy. And the door guy got real, real cranked up about it and got this guy, like grabbed him, tackled him, got him on the ground, his face in the ground, like in the sidewalk, like mashed in there. But the door guy.
Oh, I do remember
that
story.
Yeah, but then the door guy just goes, citizen's arrest. And the guy with his face in the ground goes, well, duh. And I was like, oh, man.
Well, duh.
Come on, man. Don't.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, then that guy was a psycho because then they got him up and all the cops were there. All of a sudden I hear like car window break and the windshield of cop cars broken. I'm like, well, hold on. Jeez. These cops don't know what's going on. Did they just put this guy's head through the windshield? And somebody's like, nope, he just did that himself. I'm like, all right, fuck you.
Yeah.
Good riddance, man.
Fuck off.
Anyway, that was that was Western Iowa somewhere. Yeah, that was a nutty one.
Mm. All right. How we doing on time?
Oh, we're...
We wrap her up?
Way over.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta beat traffic.
We got so many here. Sorry we didn't... boy. Hmm. Let's end with one. Do you want? Let's end with a...
Go ahead. You pick.
See, a lot of this, if you could experience one, if you could do that. You guys really got to get on the... on that Patreon. Shit, pay $4 for 1 month, listen to all of them, and then you can fuck off.
Hey, hey, hey. Need that steady income, baby.
Oh, well. Oh, it's a cruel one. Nick Pappas. How do you each think the podcast will end? Slowly becoming more infrequent and disappears with barely a whisper?
Jeez.
Or some heated blowout, possibly rooted in the arguments of dosing someone without their knowledge? About 10 minutes of yelling and then outro music. Well, that's everyone. Every podcast should have a good heated blowout in it. I think, I would hope alien abduction.
Yes, that'd be nice. Or we do a TV version of it that becomes so... keeps us so busy, we can no longer do the traditional podcast.
Yeah, that would be something.
That would be nice.
That would be a wild thing if that happened.
Yeah. That would be.
If there was only something.
Well, we've talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, you're implying that has happened. It has not happened yet.
We don't know what's happened.
We're in limbo.
But we're trying.
We're in limbo, and we hope to hear something soon, so... fingers crossed. Okay. I got a Christmas recipe real quick. If you want to make a last-minute Christmas recipe, again, pulled from Volume 3 of my Kitchen Survival Guide, which you can find at dumbdavestone.com, or just holler at me on social medias. $10. A lot of cool recipes. Just a good, classic, soft and chewy chocolate chip cookie. That's a nice Christmas thing. Everybody should know how to whip up real quick. Simple as hell. Here's what you need. 3/4 of a cup of unsalted butter, softened. Let that shit out. Let that sit out for a while. Let that shit sit out for a while. That's what I was trying to say. Get it all nice and soft. 3/4 of a cup of white sugar. 3/4 of a cup of dark brown sugar, firmly packed. 2 large eggs. 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract. 2.25 cups of all-purpose flour, plus you're going to need another 2 tablespoons. So 2.25 cups plus 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 12-ounce package of semi-sweet chocolate chips, and some parchment paper. Very simple. Preheat the oven to 350.
Parchment paper.
350 oven. Beat the butter and sugars together at medium speed. If you got one of those nice electric mixers, beat them together. Beat your butter and sugar. Medium speed, butter and sugar on your electric mixer until it's nice and creamy. Add the eggs and the vanilla extract. Beat that until it's just blended. You don't want to overbeat any of this.
Can you say vanilla again?
Vanilla extract. Just until blended. Don't overbeat. Combine your flour, baking soda, salt in a small bowl. Mix it with a fork, then slowly add that into the butter mixture. Again, beat it till it's just blended. Don't overbeat it. Beat in the chocolate chips until just blended. Turn off the mixer. Drop spoonfuls of the batter onto the parchment paper lined baking sheets. Bake at 350 for 9 to 11 minutes. Let them cool for 15 minutes after you pull them out of the oven. Quick and easy, soft and chewy chocolate chip cookies for Santa. Do that
quick
tonight.
Quick and easy, soft and chewy.
Do it for Santa Claus. So there you go. There's a nice, nice Christmas recipe for you. Kyle, you're where on New Year's Eve coming up? Where are you going to be?
Oakland.
Oakland, right. What venue?
I don't remember.
You don't know.
Somewhere up there.
I'm in Birmingham, January 3rd, Springdale, Arkansas, January 4th, Fort Worth, Texas, January 5th. By the way, program note, we're taking 2 weeks off, so we won't be here New Year's Eve next week, and we won't be there the following week, but we will be back after that. What is that going to be? Like, I don't know, the 15th or something of January, we'll be back. So, taking some holiday time to ourselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Got travelings. We got loved ones to see.
We got stuff to do. Spread joy all over the world.
Hey, Merry Christmas or happy whichever holiday you are celebrating this season.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Be safe on New Year's. Don't get into any trouble.
Get into a little trouble.
I mean, just don't hurt anybody.
Don't hurt anybody. No, but get into a little trouble.
You know the rules. But yeah, appreciate you guys. This is we're wrapping up our, I don't know, what year, whatever.
I don't know. At this point,
it's hard to keep track.
How's the podcast going to end? What a cliffhanger.
2019's been an interesting year, and appreciate you guys sticking with us, listening every Tuesday or whenever the hell you listen. Spread the word of mouth. Join the Patreon, tell a buddy, whatever. But yeah, man.
Bless all y'all asses.
The Boogie Monster.
Podcast Network.